Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to today's Lunch and Learn. Great to see a lot of people on the call today. Going to be joined here very shortly by my partner, Don LaPlume, and just want to catch you guys up a little bit on what's going on with Thrive and NAP. So been a crazy morning so far. So hang on a moment as I try to bring in my partner here, who I don't see. But listen, today we wanted to just share with you guys a little bit about what's going on and making sure that you guys are, looking at this the right way and seeing the opportunity that has just been handed us and not the normal response that some people would have as being negative that, look what happened to me. Understand that you guys have worked hard. A lot of you, some of you may be brand new, but we're in a period where you can see if you've been doing this for a little while, that you've been able to build a fantastic organization. I know that we've got a lot of different teams here that are assembled on this call, but we're all kind of in the same ballpark and we're all in the same family. And I know myself, I'm really excited about the opportunity for this team to really stay together and to understand that that's what our business is. Our business is this group of individuals that are assembled here, not only on this call, but throughout the organization. And I know what we've been doing as leaders is we've been reaching out to everybody on the team and letting them know that, some people may get a false impression of what's happening and again, use that negative tone and say, oh, look what happened to me, or, I worked all this time and now look at all that kind of stuff. And you have to understand that in this business, as in really any business, your business is your people. It's your contacts. It's your organization that you're able to build. It's the people that support you every single day, no matter what your business is. And in this business especially, it's really about building a team. It's about building a fantastic organization of people that are like-minded and are going in the same direction and that have the same dreams and goals for them and their families. And that's still who we are. And that's still what we are. Okay. Now the vehicle to get there is a product or service that we're able to earn income off of. That part has been taken away from us, but understand that even as we transferred into Thrive, we were going to have different products and services available that weren't North American Power. Okay. They weren't part of North American Power at all. They were just partnering with us, the network, through North American Power to be able to offer their product or service. Okay. So we're still going to be able to do that. To what degree or to, what products or services or companies we're going to be working with, we haven't worked all that out yet. But I can tell you that the leadership of this organization is working feverishly to try to work on those things, to see what's the best fit for this organization, because we know what we were built on. We know, why we're here, and it's really to help each other and to help others. Right. I mean, that's really what we're all about. And we can do that using a lot of different vehicles. Like, again, what we were going to do anyway through the Thrive opportunity, we were going to offer other. There's my partner now. We were going to offer other products and services to be able to help people. And that's really what we do. And we just need to keep that in mind. And we wanted to reinforce that with everybody. I know on our team, we're continuing to do our calls. We're continuing to do these calls We have an event this Sunday in Seabrook, New Hampshire, that we're planning on still having, and it's going to be a celebration. You know, it's going to be about, look what we've been able to accomplish. Look at the people we've been able to work with and who want to row with us in the same direction. And you got to understand that hasn't changed. None of that has changed. Okay. And what's important is that if that's still your mission, if you're still on the same mission and have the same goals and dreams that you always had, then nothing's changed. Okay. Now, the vehicle that we use, or the product or service that we represent as an organization or as a team, will change, and maybe some of the same products and services will remain. Again, it's just that North American Power has made that decision to no longer use the network to add customers to their energy business. And that's a business decision that they made, you know, and they're continuing to pay us on all of the accounts that we've already accumulated and that we're getting commissions on, and we'll continue to get paid on those for as long as those people are customers. They just made a decision that they didn't want to use the network to grow their business anymore. So again, that's a business decision that they made, but it doesn't affect or impact who we are and what we've built. Because what we've built, again, is a large organization of people that are all rowing in the same direction. So with that, I want to bring on my very good friend and partner, the other half of the New England Dons, who I get the pleasure of doing these calls with and many other things around the country, and just enjoy the heck out of doing it. And I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing and the people we're going to be helping in the future, and not worried about what we've already done. And that's none other than the great Don LaPlume. Don, you out there, buddy?
I am. Can you hear me all right, Don?
I can, buddy. You're in. Call is yours.
All right. Thank you so much. I love that. The great Don LaPlume. I got to tell my kids that one. Thank you so much, my friend, and you know, I enjoy just as much, if not more, just hanging with you and working with you and the future that we're building together. You know, you said it just a few moments ago, and I love what you're saying, but it, you know, we've created a family. We've created friends. You know, our team has been affectionately known as the Charging Rhinos, Team Charging Rhinos, and we actually all have pins. Or a lot of us have pins that are little rhino pins that we wear. And you'll see me with my rhino pin on there. And because this has never been about a company. We got emotional to an extent about this company because of what it represented in a change in network marketing. I mean, we were breaking ground, new ground. And that, I don't believe, is going to change. I think that's already ingrained inside of us now. So that particular mission is going to continue. What is most important is, and this is what I thought of yesterday when I heard about this, and I realized that it wasn't a joke. All right, because you know, my first thought was, come on, you're pulling my leg, right? Because I didn't see it on the website, my phone blew up, and I was getting calls from people. While I was at my insurance office. But my first thought was, okay, well, you know, if that's the case, it's not a big deal. I mean, it seems like a mountain today, and I think Bob Heilig said it well yesterday. It seems like a mountain today, but in just a couple of months, it's going to be like a speed bump. All right? My first thought was, all right, I've got a whole bunch of people out there, like, you know, Don Smith, Lou Emery, you know, Toby and Stephanie, you know, Jeff Long and Chad and Tammy and all. I mean, I could, you know, Mike and Pete, I could name all kinds of, I mean, tons of names. These are people who are part of my family now. These are people who all have dreams and goals. And that didn't go away because, oh, we don't provide electricity to a particular company. That's really all that happened yesterday. All right? We all still have our dreams. We all have our goals. And we all have that inside of us, and it needs to come out. We need to make that a reality. And so my first thought was, okay, that's great. That's fine. Whatever happens, happens. We can roll with that punch. Where do we go? What? Let's pick the right so that we can help, the right vehicle so that we can help our team and our friends and our family to reach their goals and dreams, because that's what this is about. Just like Don was saying, it's about the family. You know, and what I realized in talking with so many of you throughout the afternoon and evening last night, that I realized, you know, our family is so much stronger than any company and so much more secure than any company ever will be. So, you know, this is actually the second time I've been through this with a network marketing company, and it's actually the seventh time I've been through it in my life. Five other times were with different banks and mortgage companies that I worked with. So this is not new to me, which is maybe why I took it in the stress that I did, Don. But it was – I've experienced this before in the regular workplace. And, you know, it is what it is. What you do is you roll with it.
And I can a lot of people sure a lot of people have.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my wife was laid off from her job in December. So, you know, I look at that, okay, you know, it is what it is. So, she's looking, she'll find something. And my goal is to get her out of work anyways, out of where she has to work. She's got so much energy. You know, you've met my wife, Dawn. She's got so much energy. She'll never stop work. If we can make it so she never, ever has to work and she can only work when she only has to work when she wants to, then that's a dream come true, you know, and that'll
perfect.
Be accomplished. So
here's something I want to add to what you just said, Don, that Kevin and I talked about earlier today. And, you know, this has happened to many people in their, whether it's in the corporate job that they have or if they've been in network marketing before. But I'll tell you, most of the time when something like this happens, it's because the company failed or because the people in the organization were so nasty. I don't know what the word is that I want to use there, but you didn't want to work with those people anymore anyway. So, you know, you ended it or it ended because it wasn't working and it wasn't what we wanted it to be. And here I think we have such a much different experience because we've built, all of us have built a tremendous, again, organization of people that are like-minded, that just like each other. We have fun. And this goes down to, I'm telling you, we attract the right people because I get people in my organization that have only been in a month and they get it and they're fun and they want to work hard. And again, you know, we lost a vehicle, right? We're switching a tire. We're still in the race car, like John said, okay? But we've pulled into the pit stops to change tires because those tires, you know, don't work anymore or don't want to work with us anymore. So we're going to put new tires on, but the race car is going to keep going. And the race car is us. The race car is the group, the organization, and that's the important part, and that's how you have to think about this, is you've worked hard individually and collectively to build an organization, a group of people who support you and love you, and you love them and support them. That doesn't go away, and that can't go away because that's your business, okay? And what vehicle or what product or service we represent, and I know I said that before, but I'm repeating it because we got some new people that popped on. that can change, okay? But the group of individuals that you're working with and that you've worked so hard to build and that have learned so much over the last couple of years, because we all learn in this business all the time. You know, what did Bob say to us this morning? We've gotten our PhD now in network marketing, and we've gone
right.
through a lot of different things with the company we were with. You know, NAP had some challenges. The energy market is challenging, right? We all went through some challenges, and maybe a lot of it was because we didn't build it correctly to begin with. We got hung up on some things we shouldn't have. But the important part of today's call and what we're trying to get everybody to understand is don't look at it like it was a lost opportunity or something that you've lost, because you haven't lost anything. Your business is the people that you've put together and that you're working with. And if you're brand new to this team and this organization, then you've joined the right team, the right organization, because we're searching right now. We're looking for the best opportunity for all of us, not just what's going to be better for individuals within the group. And you know, some people are doing that. But I'll tell you, when you look at the leadership that we've got put together of this whole organization from Kevin and Bob on down, we're looking at a group of individuals that are all thinking the same way. I mean, we've had some conversations over the last couple of days that – it's amazing. It's like we're all, before we start talking, we're all on the same page. I mean, we've built this, you know, so we can take this as value. This group of people has a lot of value, and you're on the right team. Now we just have to switch vehicles to be able to make money, and that there's plenty of opportunity out there to do that. And we've got a lot of things in the works and a lot of things that a bunch of people are looking at. And it's going to happen in the very near future. And then you'll decide whether that's right for you or not. But I'll tell you, to be part of this group and part of this organization and to be able to, you know, spend time with and work with them, count it as a blessing. Don't look this gift horse in the mouth, because it's an incredible group of people. And together, we can get through something like this and we can accomplish anything, okay? We still have mountains to move, and lock arms with us and we'll move them with you.
That's it. Don, you said that so well. And, you know, this is a family, this is a team, and, you know, lock arms, and we will continue to move towards our dreams. You know, there's something I wanted to say, and I think it's really important. It ties in with exactly what you were just saying there, but also with timing, because I need to relate this back to my mortgage experience. And then I'd really like us to get into this Sunday's event and talk a little bit about that, because that is going to be an amazing mm-hmm. event. Everybody, you don't have to be part of Team Charging Rhinos to be there. You are welcome, and it's going to be a wonderful event. But before we go there, Don, the one thing we all understand out there now, yes, we didn't waste our time. We built a family. We built a team, and that's huge. That's why we're here. When we were out working with people and doing home meetings in people's houses, we did them because we wanted to help them. That's what it was about. It's never about us. We wanted to help them because we knew, like Zig Ziglar said, all right, if we help enough other people get what they want, then we get what we want. It's just the way the world works. So it was never about us. It was always about helping others, and that we will continue to have that opportunity to do, and that's actually our purpose. That's what we're here for, to help others. So, you know, I do want to relate this to my mortgage experience, because most of you know I'm in the insurance industry now. I left the mortgage industry, but I was in the mortgage industry for over a dozen years. In the last 5 years, through all that upheaval that happened 2008 through 2012, 2013, I switched companies 5 separate times. But not once did I quit a company. Every single one of those times, those companies quit me. In other words, they closed down. They just shut down. No notice. I mean, one time the FDIC walks into the bank. This is a bank out of California I worked with. And they walked in on a Friday night. My email stopped working Friday night. I thought it was just a tech issue. Nobody tells me. Monday morning, I'm trying to get a hold of tech support, and I find out that, oh, yeah, the FDIC shut them down on Friday. You know, it's like, wow, crazy. But the point is, at that time, I did not have a luxury that we have now, and this is what I want to get out with this. I had a whole bunch of people that had their mortgages in with me that were saying, you know, they needed to get these things done. They were on timelines. They had purchase sale contracts. They had to get these mortgages done, and I had to do it for them. So I didn't have the luxury of looking around and saying, okay, what is the best vehicle for each of these customers? What is the best vehicle for me in the future? I think had I done that, and had I had the opportunity and the time to do that, I would have not I wouldn't have had as many changes as I did, because I would have picked the right vehicle at the time. But I didn't have that luxury of time. Here, we have that wonderful luxury. All right, you know, we've got a team. What we really need to do is educate everyone that, look, we are all searching, you know, the top leadership here is searching to find the perfect vehicle. We all believe in a no pay to play model. We believe in it. We didn't get in this business to hurt other people. We want to see that continue. We want to have the right opportunity. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to jump to something and have to jump again and have to jump again. You know, when I was in the mortgage industry and that happened to me, it wasn't my fault. But the joke was, I'd go into a real estate office and they'd say, "Hey, Don, what's your name today?" And we're not kidding, Don. That's what they'd say. It was a joke. And because every year I was changing mortgage companies because the other one went out of business. Here, we need to do our due diligence, find the right vehicle. And you know what? That vehicle, 5, 10 years, 20 years down the road, it could go away too. But here's the beautiful thing. By then, you'll have built an even larger family, and that family will always go with you. And I think that's the most important thing you can take with you, is that when you build family, that's a permanent piece. You know, think about your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your children. All of those are meant to be permanent, you know, until we leave this earth anyways. And then, but even when we leave this earth, that family stays continuing and continuing on. And that's what's going to happen here. So I just wanted to tell that story because it's a true story. And I want to relate it because it's so important that we understand we have a little bit of luxury and time here that most people don't have. And so with that, Don, I want to turn it back to you, but thanks for letting me share that story.
No problem, buddy. Thank you for that. And, you know, I think, or I hope that we've done a fair job at communicating to you guys that that this is certainly not the end. It's nowhere close. And if it's the beginning for you, it's a great beginning. It's a fresh beginning. But understand that you have a group of experienced people who understand this business that can help you get to where you want to go. Okay? And we're going to find the right vehicle that is. And we're looking forward to what's coming and not worried about what has already happened. Okay, so remember that. Again, it's about being a better us all the time, right? Learning how to be positive and learning how to take the best out of everything and understanding then that when a door closes, many more doors open. So now we're looking at the right door to go through to bring this incredible group of people and be able to continue their mission, their dreams for them and their family. So I hope that was good for you guys, good information. Again, want to congratulate you guys, as I always do, for you to participate in today's call. I do want to say we do have that event on Sunday in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Anybody who wants to find out about that, we're also continuing to educate and talk to our team. If you're not getting that support and you would like to, you know, to plug into us, we're happy to help in any way that we can. So you can get a hold of us at dlaplume@freerhinos.com or dpsmith@freerhinos.com.
And
John,
we're
I just want to say something about. Can I just jump in there real quick? One very important thing about what Don just said. That is not an invitation to change lines of sponsorship. That's not what we're saying. Please don't take it the wrong way. And I know that's not what Don meant by that. We're just out there. If we can help you to understand anything or help you to move forward, great. These lines of sponsorship should always stay in place. And that's just the way that it should be. And I know that's where you're going with that, Don, but I just wanted to jump in because I didn't want anybody to misinterpret that.
Yeah. No, the reality is though, that at some point or some folks in the organization may have already made another decision on their own to do whatever, whether it be nothing or go with some other company or whatever. And, you know, if you're not comfortable with that and you want to see what's going to happen with this group, with this organization, you know, we're just saying we're here to help you evaluate what it is that you want to do. And we're here to definitely support you. So I know a lot of people may not have our contact information.
Sure.
So please just reach out to us if we can help in any way. And again, hang in there because there's a lot of great stuff coming from this team, from this organization, from the top on down, and we're here for you guys. So thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
I just want to make sure everybody knows how to get the information, not just but to register for this Sunday's event. We have, if you go to freerhinos.com/meetings, so that's plural meetings, so freerhinos.com/meetings. You can register for the event. Guests are welcome. This will be a celebration. We had a great training that was planned. This is going to be a celebration with a lot of focus on what our goals are and the future. All right, so it's not going to be a negative session. It'll be a very positive session, and people will get a ton out of it. And, you know, so bring your teams, get everybody there. Let's pack the house and let's have a ton of fun as we look forward to the next chapter in our book. What we've experienced is simply the introduction to our first novel. And we are getting ready to start chapter one. So that's how we want to look at it. And so thanks. I just wanted to share that little piece. freerhinos.com/meetings. And you can be there too.
And we do have several people trying to chime in. I'm thinking that we're already at the bottom of the hour here. So please, if you have any questions or anything that we can help you with, contact us via email, again, at dlaplume, LAPLUME, at freerhinos.com, or dpsmith at freerhinos.com, and we would love to answer your questions.
No doubt.
Otherwise than that, I would say, guys, have a fantastic day. Stay tuned to all your regularly scheduled stuff because it'll be a good opportunity for you to, you know, to be updated on what's going on as daily it will change.
And we'll be here Friday again.
Yeah, we'll be here Friday for sure. We'll have some updates on some stuff, and then we'll have the event on Sunday. So please feel free. Bring your team. Bring your family. Bring anybody you want. We're just there to celebrate each other and support each other. So can't wait to see you all there and hear you guys on the call on Friday for some updates. And you guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, guys.